When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yes, welcome to Open Goals, How the Other Half Live podcast, where myself, Paul Slane, Andy Halliday, Kevin Kyle will be providing you with a Scottish perspective on all things happening in the Premier League down south.
Come on.
Give us an English accent, Paul.
Iran, mate.
Australian?
That rubbish.
Pish.
Good day, mate.
You sound like Jack Fincham.
That's another Englishman I've stopped.
He's trying to be Jack Fincham, aren't he? Dude, he's actually trying to be him.
But the Scot, it's about time we go down to in England and take over there, because here we go, we'll play this clip back in a few months. We will be the biggest podcast talking about the poddy. Premier League poddy of all time, and there's been many Scots who have ran that league. Sir Alex Ferguson, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
great
yeah.
Scottish.
Who else? Get,
and Bob Paisley, who was another fantastic man.
Who's the other one? Shankly?
Bill Shankly.
What about Mick McCarthy?
And obviously Davey Moyes, Simon, who's steamrolling through that league.
Steve Evans.
Steve Evans. What Steve was the boy Evans. At Blackburn again, remember?
Steve Keane.
Steve Keane. Remember he got caught with your snitching on Allardyce?
That's right.
He's unbelievable, like Stevie Keane.
He was my assistant manager at Coventry.
Was he?
No, I'm not to be trusted.
That is a joke.
This podcast
he was one of the assistants that would come in the dressing room and listen to everyone and be your mate and get back to the gaff for everyone.
Mate, I swear to you, with the canoe, right? His assistant used to do it. Well, he was his fitness coach. Mate, but we never knew he was in the room. So see, every morning he would hide a different, because the dressing room was quite big, so he would hide somewhere different. So he would hide behind the door. And one day Paul Caddis has came in, mate, and fucking slaughtered the gaffer, man. And you just see him, like, you can see his face. He's so excited. He gets up, tiptoes out, runs to the gaffer. Next minute, the gaffer's like, Paul, can I have a word?
No way.
I swear, mate.
Stitch.
That's rubbish.
He can't. Fucking slaughtered him. Right, we're going to start with Liverpool City.
Whoa.
City have won the league, aren't
they? That's done.
How shite a league is it that it's a team's that far ahead?
I know. What? Pony
that sleep. Wouldn't happen in fucking Scotland.
It is done, don't it? Man City.
And can we start off with what we predicted at the start of the year? Who's going to win the league?
Yes.
Thank you. Cheers. Cheers.
Did you say City?
No, we said City, Simon. Me and you.
No, he said Chelsea.
He said Chelsea.
I said City.
I said City.
Yeah, I said City.
Did you fuck say City?
I said
Chelsea.
I said Birmingham.
I actually love this podcast I gave, because mate, nobody can see you, so you can. I don't know what you look like.
Tell us what you look like. For anyone that's just started,
my hair's
podcast,
never looked better.
Blonde, innit? Blonde. And skin smooth. Oh, I'm sexy.
Roy Keane labelled Liverpool as bad champions. What do you make of that point?
Poor.
That's poor.
I thought it was poor. The injuries.
That made a lot of excuses, though, eh?
No, I think the injuries Liverpool have had. I remember Man United back when they played Dan Fletcher and Michael Carrick against Fulham, centre half, and Fulham battered them. Okay, so when you put your midfielders back, the only issue on that, Simon, is no, the game's maybe easier for a defender because you've not got your target men anymore.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Back in the day, you had Drogba, Crouch, Bobby Zamora.
Kevin Kyle.
We've got our actual own Premier League expert here.
Yeah,
you know I mean?
No.
So I think it is easier now, but when you lose Van Dijk, him alone is very difficult, I believe. And I think that was... He does make a lot of excuses, though, Klopp, didn't he?
In the context of bad champions, what do you think he means by that? Bad champions is in the, no, they've not performed well enough to compete.
I think he says
compete.
About getting beat 7-9 at Villa and stuff like that this year. He says if you're champions, you shouldn't be getting conceding 7 away
at Villa. Imagine what he would say about Neil Lennon's performance this year.
I mean, it's just Roy Keane being Roy Keane, isn't it? Aye. He's got to slaughter somebody in some capacity. But what I will say is he's brilliant on Sky.
Right, he is brilliant, but do you know what? He never gave you any real tactical insight.
I don't think he's got
Do you know what I think as well, right? See when Roy Keane's in the house, do you think he's ever affectionate? Do you think he's ever like...
I think he is, mate.
Do you think so? Uh-huh. So Valentine's Day's coming
up. I seen him hugging,
I...
when he was up at center, I seen him and Lenny hugging in the showers once.
Aye. No chance.
So, but Lenny was facing away from him and Keane was hugging him. Klopp going through a bad time, you know. He should take thing if he whacking low. You know when it all changed for him when he started.
He picked his nose and
sniffing his balls. I think Klopp needs to get.
Imagine he'd done that in a gym, just sniffing his balls.
I don't think Klopp can do it though because he looks dirtier. Like he looks as if he's no showered since they won.
It would be too bad to sniff.
Aye, so like it's just he's just going to knock yourself out, innit? I just don't think that's good for him. But he is annoying me though. I've got to say.
It's a pure against the reporters, isn't it?
I think he smokes, right?
So does
I
he
think,
smoke?
I think so. So I think when he finishes the games, he's desperate for a fucking dab, and he can't get out for one. So he's fucking losing the plot with the reporters.
He should just do it sadly.
Jeffrey should just say to him, Luke Jorgen, do you want a fucking drink, man? Uh-huh. And that would just like light it up. Here we fucking pop.
But he hates me. He hates Jeff Shrees, doesn't he?
I hate him.
He hates Jeff Shrees.
Jeff's a good guy, I know. I think. Do you like Jeff Shrees?
Wait, he just Jeff Shrees because I think he's been around for a while.
Jeff pokes the boundaries, didn't he, all the time? He asks the questions that other people want, which is, I suppose, it is what people want. But
you can imagine Jeff Shrees being good pals like Richard Keys and that sort of guy.
Aye. Well, sure, he is.
Definitely.
He's going to run back.
Hairy knuckles ahead. Hairy knuckles ahead.
Aye.
Definitely. What the. Is it that they've got bigger problems than just injuries like Firmino again? Mate, this sums Firmino up, right? And this is no word that I'm watching that game. And Firmino, the ball went out of play next to Firmino and he was more excited about running and taking a throw than he is when he gets a chance in front of goal.
He's certainly not a normal striker.
No.
Isn't he, no?
Nah.
And I'm so surprised that Liverpool didn't go and sign a striker. Mm. I can't believe it.
Why do you think he hates scoring? Why do you think that?
Remember,
he
was something.
There's no bother about it.
See when he usually know more than me. See when he came from.
You're a striker. Where, you should know more than us.
See when he came from where he came from to Liverpool. Was he renowned for being a goal scoring striker?
No, but I think still so.
Was he a striker or was he like a number? Was he a
10?
Aye. Mm. So take for me, forward. Like I watched the game yesterday. I didn't even notice he was fucking playing at one point because I was thinking he's ineffective. Like Liverpool like to attack with pace, and he's that guy that links everything up. He's not even doing that. So when he's not doing that, the other two, I think.
I was going to say, I still think he's very, very good.
No,
and obviously you look at their success last year. Klopp says it all the time. One of the biggest keys to our game is Firmino. Sucks out back fours and allows the space in behind for the likes of Mane and Salah. But see, you're not playing well and you're not getting results. Yep. And you look at your number nine is having scored. Was it five league goals this year?
Aye.
He's basically turned into Lee McCulloch, man. The way he plays and his teeth.
The plug.
What about Thiago, Paul? You had a good question about Thiago.
Unbelievable. I'm actually really, for the two centers, Andrew Hardy and Simon Ferry, two unbelievable. He came through Man United, didn't he?
Yeah, he came through there.
Sir Alec, either. He's been obviously coming through. He's a centre midfielder.
That actually feels like I'm talking to Sir Alex with your nose at
least. Notes. I really don't know that. So see,
yeah, gorgeous, sir.
Thanks, aye. But see, with Thiago, do you think yesterday running on Anfield playing against Man City, he's on that pitch thinking, why did I not sign in Man City? Do you think that he's a fit for Liverpool? And I know everybody's seen it, and it's quite an easy cop sometimes when they're not winning, but his style is absolutely suited to
But
Man
you know
City.
What? I can't believe, Slaney, that Liverpool are playing a three, aren't they? And Wijnaldum's a sitter and Thiago's playing one up.
I know.
I think Thiago's made to play the sitting role.
Yep. Start different.
Dictate
He's running about trying to tackle. I don't think that's Thiago's game. It's getting on the ball for the centre halves and dictating the play. I don't know why Wijnaldum's played it ahead of him.
And the own Thiago, he's obviously, I think he's probably top three best centre backs in the world, right? But
you're being very quiet.
Aye. Sorry. But we does he suit their style of play, Liverpool? So it's already him getting on the ball and looking to. But does it take away their directness and the way they had about success?
See, if you're talking about style of play, the biggest team he's going to be more suited to is Man City, isn't it? But he's that good. He can adapt that much. Everywhere Thiago's been, he's been, like you're saying, he's been the controller. He's the one that controls the tempo. He's a deep line player that connects the play and builds the play. But to be honest, I thought he'd have way more of an impact in this Liverpool team than what he is.
Yeah.
I still think he's a remarkable player and I still think he's going to be an unbelievable signing for Liverpool, but he's not influencing games the way that we'd expect him to.
But he's not a dog, is he? Liverpool, no, no. I think yeah. Liverpool midfielders are odd dogs, aren't they?
I always think Liverpool, the key to their success. The key to their success last year was how quickly they attacked and caught team. You know, caught them on the break because it was all manufactured and manoeuvred to play like that. Whereas, for some reason, it seems to be slowed down. And you think, is that Thiago's fault? Is it the team trying to adapt to him, or does he need to adapt to the team? I'm a wee bit.
He's turned into Dirk Kuyt, isn't he?
Aye, he was a bad footballer.
He was shite, wasn't he? Dirk
Kuyt. Didn't watch him at all. Some good
ugly bastard,
isn't he? Ugly, coloured hair. He looked like Van Gaal, didn't he? A wee bit of a blonde wig. Andy Halliday, did you, before we move on, can you tell us a Sir Alex Ferguson story when you were growing up?
Just 100% one.
When you were coming through, obviously, Man United, you and Simon, what was he like with you?
He was hard on you, wasn't he?
Aye, he was hard on me, aye. I remember this one time where we had a player in the team. Oh. He was just the homeliest wee guy ever, right? Dead spotty.
Big things were expecting him to, weren't they?
Massive things were expecting him. And there was one day, listen, he was that good though, like, right? Give him a 5-year deal. And he actually went to meet Sir Alex Ferguson with his dad. And his dad had this suit on, right? And it was so big for him. When he shook Sir Alex Ferguson's hand,
the suit sleeve.
Just covered his hand. It was like, oh, it was remarkable.
And the dad actually looked like Steve McClellan, didn't he?
No, that was a boy you're talking about.
That's stemmed for me. That's good on that there.
He's just done a Craig Beattie on you. He's flipped it.
Flipped it on me.
Yeah, he's flipped it on you. Oh, Kev Saito. Like, for all the good football, right? And this is how important defending is in today's game. That Diaz has been some signing at the back.
Cameron Diaz has been brilliant.
Where did they get him from? Benfica.
But it's not just him.
Stones as well.
Stones has come back in after not a long layoff, but I know as much game time as he probably liked, and he's come in and now properly put his stamp down on the position. You think that they're City, Laporte's not even playing. Mm. I mean, he's still got to come in. So the options they've got is incredible, but Man City last year played too much football and didn't get the results, whereas this year, for me, they're getting the results easier, quicker, getting games wrapped up and moving on. I just think that last year they were boring to watch, whereas this year...
They're playing with a virgin at left-back, he's in Genk, he's 100% a virgin.
I don't know how he's still at Man City, that boy. Certainly not good enough.
Do you think?
No. Do you still think? Do you think so?
I think he's good, but...
Very good.
Diaz, though, you're right, he's made some difference to him.
He can play as well, can he? He's not just a defender, he can play.
He can play. Tell him, Paul. He can play.
I mean, just before you move on, you look at that Man City last season, didn't have centre-halves, really struggled. Liverpool. Yep. You see what centre-halves really do to your team, and I go back to, obviously, with the Man United stuff, with Fletcher and Carrick, aye.
So when are we going to see Ederson on the penalties, by the way?
Gadwell seems going to be next.
He's in the next ones?
Is he?
The practice penalties says Ederson's the best penalty taker at the club. He's at, we've had a few now that have been on penalties and missed. He's at, so it might come down to Ederson taking the penalties.
Because Darren McInnes missed it at the weekend, didn't he? Gundogan, he missed.
That was a bad penalty, yeah. I kind of knew he was going to put that out of the bag. I don't think he gave himself enough room to reverse it.
Nah.
What about the form he's in, though?
Nah,
where's that came from? The goals?
He was good at Dortmund, and then he got a bad injury, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a good
but I don't mean, like, he's always been good, but where's this goal-scoring form came from?
Fuck knows.
What do you think, Paul?
I'm just thinking about Jeff Reeves. As horny as he looks. Like
now, here is a player, Phil Foden.
Oh.
Here you go, Phil Foden will be in the top three players, Paul Slane, yes or yeah.
Well, 3 years ago, exactly when I came on the podcast.
On the poddy,
I sat in this very much like this setup. And that was, Sancho was at Dortmund, Andrew. And I said that Phil Foden should follow him. And no, because he's working under Guardiola, I said, because you've seen him playing first team football with Borussia Dortmund. Foden's good enough to play at the moment, and I don't think he should be sitting the bench at Man City. I mean, my good friend Simon here said that Phil Foden is learning under Guardiola. He's learning under David Silva. So why would you want to leave that? You're going to learn off the very best of the game, and it'd be silly for him to leave. 3 years on, he's playing with Man City, one of the best players in the role David Silva taking. So for young players out there, Simon, it's an unbelievable point you've made.
Thanks, mate.
So I hear people always saying loan moves always go. because you need to play. Sometimes take a step back, Simon, and watch it on
that voice, man.
Because obviously, when I went to MK Dons, it was a disaster. For Carol Robinson.
Were you not learning under the best, then? Eh?
No, because Carol Robinson, obviously, was just always top shagging. rather than actual football, Simon, so I didn't learn much. Well, I did learn a lot about what you're talking about, aye. But
have you put that into practice, what he taught you?
Aye, I put it into practice and it backfired massively. Let's move on to the big Carol.
Phil but Foden, he will be brilliant, won't he?
Phil Foden, closest thing to Paul Gascoigne that England have produced.
Wow, what a shout.
Is that where you kind of see him, that sort of role, Paul Gascoigne, though?
And the style of play is very, very similar. He glides by people because he's not quick, is he? He doesn't look lightning quick.
No.
But just body movement, shifting the shoulders, he just glides by people. And I think I'm with you. We're talking about, you know, Premier League greats and midfielders. I think they've got one now, Kevin De Bruyne. He's 100% going to be one if he continues with his
form. I think Phil Foden, he's not even a season pro yet, sorry. It's not as if he's played 30, 40 games a season for the last 3-4 years. He's been playing bit parts here, bit parts here. Now he's in the team and he's playing every week. The kid's only going to get better. It's just his awareness of where everybody else is on the park. He's got the ability within himself to dictate things and do what he needs, but it's just his awareness of where everybody is. He just makes the game look easy.
See if Pep Guardiola says that you're the best young player he's ever seen.
Aye.
Then...
Wow, surely he's talking shite. You had Messi,
didn't
it?
Think he was just kidding, man. Aye, same.
Aye, he's
well, he needs to get his hair fixed. His hair's terrible, man.
So obviously, he's obviously getting he's obviously getting a lockdown haircut, Simon.
But I love one of them.
Yours is looking thick. That's the thickest I've seen it.
Aye, super glue, mate. Don't let it.
You've had someone on that boot polish or something, is it?
Super glue, mate.
To be fair, wasn't he looking too bad in the TV? I was expecting to see a wee ball patch at the top from the camera angles, but there wasn't. He
must have been good angles then, because it didn't feel that way.
Must have been muck or something on your head.
Is your dad bald?
Is my dad bald? Absolutely.
No, he's out on top of his arse. Man U Southampton. Mate, Man U fucked it, didn't they?
Well, I've said many occasions.
They're flying as well.
Big Man U fan.
Man U Everton.
What?
Man U beat Southampton 9-0.
I don't know why it says Man U Southampton. Oh, they beat them 9-0, sorry, and then went and drew 3-3. Yeah.
Well, I'm a big Man United fan. Always have been through.
Since you came through?
Since you two, obviously, good pals of yous were coming through. I was disgusted when I'm v Southampton. There you go. Southampton 9-0.
Oh, because you'll take the piss.
Now, in occasions like that, when somebody gets sent off, it was a bad tackle, right? So I want the team to go and hammer them, right? When the next guy gets sent off, they were all running forward, all excited, cheering. The wee boy, wee fucking tiddlywinks out in the wing, Daniel James, run about, jumping about, getting excited. Because it's easy to go and score into that, right?
Yeah.
That's fine. See the two games before, when you were playing against Liverpool, with depleted centre-halves, you shy yourself to go at the halfway line to go and take chances. You were petrified against Arsenal, who had their best players out. You were petrified to go forward and go and win the game. Roy Keane said that you don't know what you're doing. Gary Neville called him an odd bunch. He's certainly right. And with that, and the way they were acting vs Southampton, all gone mental because he's going, that was a false 9-0. Southampton had 9 players out, and then they will never win anything under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. There you go.
I agree, Paul. I think they're winning under a minute.
Because negativity against the teams that you want to see them go and play against, it's like you say, it's like getting 2-3 guys sent off and think, fucking hell, this is an easy day of the day, and that's what they did against Southampton. Whereas with Everton on Saturday, they're going 2-0 up. You've had to see them then going 3-4-5 date to Everton, but they let Everton back into the game, and then obviously they got the goalkeeper for Everton obviously fucking had his shoelaces tied again for the McTominay header, but they got their just deserves possibly in the last minute with a third equaliser. But
did any of you, I kept getting Luke Shaw and John Moss mixed up, did you know?
Who, Mossy?
Mossy.
She still get Mossy on his boots.
Doubles in it.
My brother's doing dad, they just Mossy Bob.
See what we're talking about England right in the Premier League. This is the issue. Well, who do these referees think they are?
I know.
They're getting their names on their boots. Mike Dean going to Tranmere games every week singing their songs. What do you think, Paul?
I think you're absolutely bang on.
Is that who he's with, Tranmere, isn't it?
Ah, he's a Tranmere fan.
He's a casual, funny. Fights for the casuals, Mike Dean. Tranmere casuals.
I've heard he's actually a really good fighter, Mike Dean.
Is he? What, he can go?
No, I've heard him and Dougie Hill.
And Dan McGregor.
And Dan McGregor doing George Street.
Who was the fight with Dundee Square? You seen Mike Dean fight me, remember? Dundee
Square. Derek Ferguson.
Mike Dean battered him.
Mike Dean battered Derek Ferguson. He sat his balls on his forehead.
Blow his whistle, wasn't he? Kept blowing his whistle after it.
Rashford, what about Rashford's ball for Cavani's goal? It's a free skill meal, isn't it, for Cavani?
Aye.
Cavani's still excellent. You like him, Cavani, Kev, centre forward?
I do like him because he's a proper number nine. And Man United, I don't think I've had a proper number nine for a number of years since possibly, fuck knows, had in the past. Aye, maybe Van Nistelrooy, but it's a target. And I think the commentators discussed the movement of Cavani, just one step forward, one step back, gave him the space. The ball doesn't arrive, he's done everything right, but the quality of Rashford, great ball, great header. And that's what Man United need. They need that. Because Martial's been how many seasons, Paul?
Five, six. Man out as well, Martial.
He's a bit like Firmino, scared to score sometimes, but he can score more, I think, than Firmino, but he doesn't imply himself enough in the games to make...
See, Martial, he looks miserable, mate. You're playing for Man United. You have to smile, man. Wow. What's up with you?
I just think he's got a lot of great attributes to be a right good footballer, but he just doesn't want to go and express himself. I don't understand it, but Cavani is a signing that Man United needed to make 2 years ago. He's 2 years too late, if that makes
Cavani.
Sense.
Cavani. The thing with Cavani, he really reminds me of the boy for Hamilton's at Callaghan, where he's got a good career ahead of him.
Future.
Yeah, exactly.
They know some more ages, I think.
Really some more ages, like 21, 22. Got a big career ahead of him.
I love Harry Cavani, honestly.
Oh, brilliant, man. Fucking David De Gea, man.
What's happening?
He's a fan, isn't he? What about him pulling out that goal?
He's the most cowardly goalkeeper I've ever seen.
Shanty slobbies, man.
He was excellent at one point.
But even the one where the goal, he's trying to cut it back and he's palmed it out, and then Thingley scored the follow-up. Why didn't he just fucking catch it? It wasn't as if the cross was whipped across the face of the goal.
Mate, what about the fucking goalie, mate? What was he meant to be?
No. Who? I've not even seen that guy before, mate.
What was his name? He just shoelaces tied something. McTominay fucking flicked that header. He was like, shit, who's tied something? What a player banged on him.
It wasn't a goalie, mate.
See the hair, Alisson, Lloris, Pickford, like, they're regarded as some of the best goalies in the world, right? We've got two goalies up here, two Scottish goalies, not made a mistake.
Ryan Fulton and Alan.
10 year, Paul. Kay Gordon and Alan McGregor. They're better than all of them.
I would say so, absolutely. And
our goalies up here in Scotland, and I hope the English listeners are listening. Scotland have got the best goalies in the world.
Thank
you. Oh, aye.
Do you know the difference this Saturday, Andy? See when we talked to earlier about defenders, another podcast the other day about defenders defending. Goalkeepers are there to make saves.
Yeah,
but that's a Roy Keane.
But the thing is here with the English goalkeepers, they want to be seen to be how good they are on the fucking deck. If the weekend's going to go anything by... It's not, you're a goalkeeper to save fucking shots and stop things. It's not even fucking, look at his 20-yard ping or his 30-yard ping or look at that lovely pass he's made it to Thiago. What a shit.
We've also got another top keeper, Cheesy.
Cheesy.
So you got Cheesy. A big future, Cheesy. Big Cheesy. Hopeless, isn't he? I've seen him play fucking hopeless.
No.
I can't believe
never is he good? Aye, honestly, he is very good.
Big future?
Aye, he's probably the third best Scottish goalie.
Does he room Craigie? Do you think he's played snooker with him?
I can't believe we've not touched on this Alisson yesterday, mate, he said he had cold feet, that was a disgrace, Klopp said that he thinks his feet were cold. I can't understand this, and I keep going back to it. He passes the ball out at first, he gives it away, he gets it back, and then he tries to pass it again. Just kick the ball up the fucking park.
See, that's not what annoys me. It's when a goalie makes a mistake and then it's the fling of the hands and pointing at defenders and shouting at defenders. Adrian, back up. He's a king at it.
Wow. He's done it loads of times, didn't he?
Makes a mistake and starts shouting at his defenders.
The goalkeepers get head loss. They are renowned for head loss. Alisson made a bad pass. That was the first head loss. And then he couldn't get head loss out of his head. So he made another one.
Here's one for you, right? Southampton, I think he's a right good manager, but they've been beat 2-0. They've been beat 9-0 twice in a year. Something's not right there. Are they?
It's not right, but...
Circumstances. I
mean, circumstances don't help.
Do you know who I can't go?
See the boy that got sent off in the first couple of minutes?
It's his debut, wasn't it?
But did you hear the rumours about him? That apparently he put in a transfer request in January. Barca or something wanted him. Usually I think I'm telling a joke here, I'm not.
Right.
Barca or something wanted him, Southampton blocked the move. He was on Twitter, getting up all the loyalty quotes and that. Ah, people only want loyalty when they want blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He got sent off for the under-23s and then got a debut start 4 days later and did that tackle after 2 minutes. Yeah.
What a hero, man.
That job.
That is forcing a move, aren't it?
He definitely meant that.
I think he'd smash
McTominay. That was certainly intent there. Paul, what about the sex end off though? See the thing about VAR, right? How can some of these referees go to the VAR screen, get to see it again in multiple angles and still get it wrong?
Because they're the diddies fucking making the mistakes in the first place.
Why does Mike Dean not just stick to fighting?
I know. You can tell on the pitch he's desperate to fight, can't you?
Aye. Maybe that's why he's just doing this though, just so he can somebody can try and fight him.
By the way, I'd love a fight with Mike Dean wrestler. See,
supposedly he wears knuckle dusters on it.
Why does he threaten people with him?
What does he Dean? What's his knuckle duster say?
Dino on it, dinner.
Dino.
Imagine being having a celebrity boxing match.
Death match.
First to get out of life.
So see, if you had to put a referee, so Mike Dean hardest in England, what referee would he fight up here? It's got to be
what they call him.
Be Wong, isn't
it?
Can't
an underager, can you? It's a light welterweight championship match.
Bobby Madden would have him all over the place.
Do you think Bobby can fight? Nah.
Do you think Mike Dean would do him?
Nah. Who would Bobby fight in there, referee-wise?
Moss.
Clattenburg,
Mossy,
maybe.
Mossy, yeah.
Clattenburg.
Clattenburg.
I think Mossy fights dirty, do you? I had Clattenburg loved him, didn't he?
Mark Matkison, remember him?
I think Mossy's going, but he's probably a bit more flashy.
Supposedly Mossy's got Thug Life tatted on his on his arse. Yeah, do you know who I'm having as well, and everyone makes a big deal on James Ward-Prowse, right? Every game amazing at free kicks and corners. He does fuck all else, mate. He actually just plays for free kicks, yeah. Man, didn't he?
Bang on there, mate.
His percentages, his stats look good.
Stuart Armstrong's doing well again.
Stuart Armstrong's a very good footballer.
Aye, certainly third best in England centre midfield, didn't he?
Are we just going to big up John, all the Scots on this
John
podcast?
John McGinnon.
Scott McTominay.
McTominay.
Me and my mates had that argument. Who's better, McGinn or McTominay? Centre mid.
Different type, different styles.
Well, if you're a man, you thought, who would you take?
If I was to pick one, I'd pick McGinn.
I never seen enough of McGinn until the Scotland qualifier there, and I thought, the qualifiers, I thought he was brilliant. It's the way he just seems to be there at the right place at the right time, starting place. See that fucking arse of his?
Nah, he's got some arse in it.
Should we
have
Sean Dyche?
Scotty McDonald's arse.
Sean Dyche.
McGinn or McTominay?
Aye, Billy Sean Dyche, didn't he?
I want to know who's doing Scott McTominay's lockdown haircuts.
He's got great cheekbones, Scott McTominay.
Good looking boy.
He is a good looking, he's handsome, very handsome.
I actually think also you're a wee bit
better. He does,
I was
aye.
Going to say
that's
that.
He does, aye.
Say
what's that?
Fuck.
He's like, his side could be his dad.
He does play like me backwards and sideways all the time. Nah, I'm kidding though. You see, since you've brought, you said it as well. But I still think, like you say, I don't think Solskjaer would win the league. I don't think Man United would win the league with a McTominay in the middle of the park. It's just my opinion. I could be wrong as always. Nah.
So do you not think Liverpool win the league with Thiago in the middle of the park?
Good point.
That's a great debate, that with Scott McTominay. As you could go on for ages, I think he's good in that role, certainly, but is he the next?
I don't think he lets you down.
No, I just don't think
he's taking you to the next level.
Yeah.
But
like you said, well, he could come. He's
still young, but he does.
I don't know what it is.
He just lets
only young.
Players play. Just lets the Portuguese boy in front of him just finish him.
See him, mate. I can't believe how many times he gives the ball away, but he does not care, man.
That's
brilliant.
That's
good,
eh? That's good.
What about his goal, man?
No backlift, nothing. Just swinging to the top.
Don't get it wrong. The defending for the Everton boy didn't really help the cause, did it?
Who was it, Tom Davis?
Aye, jumping all the place. Just shoot. Bruno, shoot.
Can I just ask you who's your... Growing up, who your English team was?
Man United,
Chelsea,
Liverpool.
Is that near the Rangers side?
Mine's just only
Liverpool. No, I've got family that live in London.
Have you?
They're fair London, they're Chelsea fans, so.
Mine's
just
Liverpool.
And you've got family that are Hearts fans as well?
Aye. Well, no, so basically, what it is, it's my uncle, so it's my dad's brother who's a Rangers fan, season ticket and all that. And he went, and Rangers played, I think it was Tottenham in a pre season friendly, and he met my auntie Helen and never came back to Glasgow.
Wow.
Just.
She's nice.
They go together, she's.
Is she gorgeous?
Legend. And it's my auntie, mate. You know what I mean? Of course she's gorgeous.
That's not your blood, auntie.
That's what I'm saying. Of course she's gorgeous. She's my blood. We're all gorgeous. And met my auntie Helen, never came back. He only used to come back for, I think it was like old film games and stuff like that. And he ended up getting in with loads of
Chelsea
headhunters. Started fighting with them.
And Mike Dean?
With Mike Dean.
Wow.
And then took off for this.
So is he aware, has he told you that Mike Dean can...
Mike
Dean was the governor, wasn't he? What was it they called him? Was it the governor?
Dino the governor.
Dino. Just say gov.
But he used to tell stories all the time. You all know that there's that one guy in your school that made the messes with. That was Gov Dino.
Did he see at the front of the fights? Was he always the one at the right at the front?
He was the slasher, wasn't he? He done the Chelsea smile. He invented the Chelsea smile, Mike Dean.
Mm-hmm. So he did. What did they wear? Trench coat.
No.
Trench coat with a foam under it.
No.
Sean Dyche's jacket.
Sean Dyche's jacket.
Very pink foam under it, didn't
you? Okay, what's the biggest defeat you've had in the Premier League?
Oh fuck.
Birmingham at St Andrews or Arsenal at home?
Birmingham at St Andrews, aye.
Who scored four for Birmingham?
They relegated. They had fucking
Thingley
playing
up front.
Oh, Jorgaev.
Dugarry. Christoph
Dugarry.
Wow.
Big name, Matt.
Unbelievable.
He only used to get in the fans' team because he was the Dan's best mate, you know?
Was it? Yeah, he's a good player. And then Arsenal, they beat us three or four at the Stadium of Light last day in the game of the season. Henry, unbelievable. Best player ever.
What was that score?
Four, I think it was three or four.
Was he sensational?
That's not too bad, though.
He was just so good.
Who did you play against centre halves there?
That was Sol Campbell.
Is Keon talking all the shite like he does in commentary?
Remember somebody scudded him a boyer or not?
Oh, that was
brilliant. That was brilliant.
I would hate to have played against him. He's horrible.
The weirdest thing I ever heard Keon say, right, was I was watching a Man United game once and Scholes wasn't playing, but Tevez played up front. So Tevez has dropped into like the number 10 role. Somebody's popped in him and he's just played a ball wide and he went, look at him, he just reminds you of Scholes, doesn't he?
Oh, right, mate.
Fuck all, I like Scholes, man. What are you talking about?
I fucking dunderheed him, honestly.
He comes across quite articulate, but he's fucking thick as man's.
So, Kev, see, what was the man you? Did you play against Man U?
Two, three times that I played against Man U, I was always on the bench and never got on. But they had Rio Ferdinand.
Wow,
so I didn't really want to come. Did Jet ever join in training? Nah, Jet went down to Bradford. Jet was the manager of the Prem for Bradford.
What would you do if he just came on training and then says, I'm just going to man mark you?
Who was the Jet? Jet was a centre half.
Was he?
I was, aye. Couldn't make the fucking centre of a donut.
He straightens his hair.
I love the Jets hair.
Have you blow dried your hair today?
Your hair's looking good,
mate.
Blow dried, aye, sorry.
Do you know what he's done today? He's clearly finished training early, or he's not had training today. He's went for the full shower, makeover. He said to the wife, can you put some product in the hair, fluff it off a bit?
Yeah. Do you know what it is, right? I've noticed, because lockdown, no, I had a haircut. Starting to get a bit insecure about my hair. I've noticed that I'm wearing too much hats on the show instead of just coming out and embracing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You should, mate.
So that's what I've done. Yous have gave me compliments. I'm going home buzzing.
So what is the product?
see that thing you've got on? Can you pull it back to see how it stuck?
See, the thing is, right, I've actually no got that bad.
No, hairline's fine. I'm just thin. I'm going the same. I'm bald as fuck.
What would you rate me out of 10 though once I get a hair transplant?
Well, looking, you've got quite nice cheekbones, like jawline, so I'd get.
So I think I had your hair?
7. 8 maybe. No, 7. 7, 8.
I think that's hard.
What about me?
I'd give you 9. All round.
What, ability?
Everything.
10.
Put the full package.
It's his personality alone gets a 10, doesn't it?
No, not even that. I think you're handsome.
See the amount of birds that have said that to me, but.
I've had birds. When somebody says you've got a good personality, that's shite.
I've had birds message me about you on Instagram.
Have you?
They're like, this is, could you get in touch with Paul for me? I need to ask him a question. Tell Paul he looked tremendous last week.
Why is Paul just finding this out? I don't know.
Obviously, I'm married, so I don't really chat back to him, but I just, he says, tell Paul he looked a 10 last week in the show, but don't tell my husband.
Are you not sick of that, though?
Sick of it,
but I'll sort it all out. What's the relationship status?
Single and ready to.
Complicated.
Can I just
would you like obviously you've been with a few Scottish.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more.
That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Women players up here, would you like a wee an English Premier League women play?
I love a wee chance of that, a wee shot of that down there. I love the woman that does BT. It does the BT
on the Saturday, I think she's good, isn't she?
I really like her. But certainly I'd love a wee shot of one of the players to
what about make. Somebody like Sue Barker?
I used to have a thing for Sue. Something about her.
Brandon's mum.
Brandon Barker. But on you, Andrew.
Gave me his hair back.
Talk about Chelsea, your team growing up. You dealt with him at Stamford Bridge.
Mm. Oh, so you did?
Aye. Deal with that.
Let's see.
Nah, last night you did upstage him, so he won't be happy about that. He was looking great last night, though.
I done a write back. Look at his replies, man.
I know.
I don't write back.
You don't write back? That's a full paragraph.
That was Helen Hahn.
Helen Hahn, you got a wee mention for
her? Aye, she's all useless, isn't
he? Right. What are you saying, Paul?
Stamford Bridge.
Aye, say it again.
A good Scots bridge. Andy went down there, swaggered down to his home, his place, London Bridge. Made Chelsea look like fucking, you know what I mean? Embarrassed him.
Do you know what it was, mate?
I went there. Before you start, was the governor in the crowd that day?
No, because he's so well known at Chelsea,
doesn't get in.
Oh, he's bad for the stadium, isn't he? Bad.
See,
he can't do the games.
See that video the governor did? You want some?
Yeah, that's a governor. Oh,
that's him, isn't it? Is it Mike Dean?
Paul, see that Chelsea game, right? Do you know what's my biggest hate about going down to England? So I'm sitting right in my pockets full of Scottish notes.
Yeah.
I go to buy a wee Oslo Kazid the night before the game.
No.
We don't take the notes.
Aye, you did.
I was like, yes. We'll see them tomorrow. We'll see them tomorrow then.
Oh, is that what spurred you on?
The motivation was there. We'll see them tomorrow. Obviously, you're going to get dealt with. Gov Dino's not going to be happy, but I'm going to tell him why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens. So I just had to stick one in the top corner with the right foot. And it's
did you score as well?
Did I score?
Fuck's sake, get it up.
I'm going to get that. Yeah, I'm all getting up.
You were labelled a new Stuart McCall, didn't you, weren't you?
I was, aye, for a couple of reasons.
What ones?
Was it for the colour of your hair, was it?
Andy, we was, see, you're a Chelsea fan. What was the Sir Alex mind then, or?
He didn't bother too much, mate. He made sure when we played Chelsea, he knew I was focused on the job at hand.
Who was your favourite Chelsea player growing up?
Lampard.
Was it?
Aye. And then got a chance to get his top when we played them in the FA Cup.
What? Did you get it?
Aye. He was on the bench. I was on the bench. And this isn't even a joke. See, anytime I used to see him go warm up, I used to go warm up at the same time. But if you warm up,
convo,
you used to have to go the different sides. Yeah. I just went their side every time. I just kept talking to him. And honestly, nicest guy I've ever spoke to. Started asking about, where I'm from, my career.
That's superb, but
absolute legend, man.
Seeing a young player on the bench or playing against a Premier League team, there's players on the park you're then off and you would like to shake their hand or do something. I used to be like that. Like when I was on the bench, I'd be like, yes, class. So if you knew you weren't getting on, you were like, right, you need to get a shuffle yourself at the front of the fucking... Yeah. So when the whistle blows the whistle, you're the guy at the front of the tunnel. I was up with Gary McAllister playing for Liverpool. I was like, fucking hell, have I got on? See, the gaff went came, they're going on. So I went on
straight. Was that Anfield, Kev?
No, it was that Stadium of Light. It was made Michael Owen, Gerrard, everybody playing that day. But Gary McAllister, for me, was the one I was like, I'm getting at his top.
And when
I ran on, I just didn't even touch the ball. I was like, Gary, can I get your tap before the game finishes? Don't you know if I touched the
did
ball?
Did he get it?
Aye, fucking right, he did.
Brilliant, man.
Wow.
Love that.
It was that horrible Liverpool strip, the yellow and...
Oh, the yellow and red one.
Kind of red. Oh, it was horrible. But.
Just on that, Frank Lampard, Paul Scholes, Steven Gerrard. For me, Paul Scholes every single day of the week,
yeah, like
twice Scholes. On a Sunday.
By the way, did you see Alonso came out and slaughtered Lampard? Said he was negative coaching it. Says the training was...
I bet he didn't like him. They've two fell out.
Didn't
they get on? But I've heard a few people saying Frank Lampard loves the youth players, but sometimes you need to be careful with that, the balance that you don't discredit the more experienced guys as well, Simon. I think that could be a factor in why the man is sitting without a job.
That's a great bit of advice, Paul.
Thanks, Simon. No just watching a boy Randy about to score, but I've not quite got to it yet.
Right, Newcastle, Steve Bruce situation. Looks like he's turned around a bit.
I don't think he's turned that around. The boy Graham
take
Potter,
him about 2 weeks to turn
around. The boy Graham Potter, he brought in.
Very said, didn't he?
He brought in Graham Potter.
Graham Potter's the Brighton manager.
No, what's his name? Graham.
Brighton's not got a manager.
How would that be if the Brighton manager went?
What's the boy Graham? Who shots? What's his name?
It's the boy that was Roberto Martinez's assistant.
Jones. There you go. His name was Graham. Brought him inside since he's come in, they've won two.
Right, family.
Wow.
Back culture.
Is that you jumping on the gaffer?
No, it's the boy that was on the bench, Billy Knott.
Mate, what a goal, mate.
Wow.
Superb, Andy boy.
Brucey no, boy brought in Graham Jones.
See, be fair, I like Steve Bruce. I've always liked Steve Bruce. That's he's a been a good servant to the managerial world. I think he's from Newcastle, so that must be like a dream to manage his hometown team, I would imagine.
It's just, I think that is his team,
I think. I just think that Newcastle are a team that always like to put blame on everybody else. They blame Mike Ashley for years. Fucking Mike Ashley spent just as much money as any other, but I think they signed £40 million there for that Joe Linton begin the season, so...
There must be something about with Mike Ashley because the whole crowd hate him.
Aye, I don't know, so at the end of the day...
So who else is saying Callum Wilson and Ryan Fraser? Is it?
Aye, Wilson's as if they've not... I think Steve Bruce, he's brought in the boy Graham Jones recently, and the two games that the two of them have worked together, they've won both the games, so that's obviously a key factor in maybe how their recent performance. But Saturday, Newcastle played really well. Up until that...
Michael Jackson's good. Almiron.
Aye. Until they
looks like him, doesn't it?
He does actually. Until the boy gets sent off, what do you call him? Him that came from Wigan. No Wigan.
Steve Bruce.
Green Potter.
No, the Irish boy. Hendrick.
Jimmy Hendrix. Burnley.
Burnley. Was that Wigan before then? No.
That was Cameron Manley.
Joker, yeah.
No, that's not I'm telling
he
you.
He was at Burnley.
You want to go back to SPL?
No. I'm telling you.
Are you thinking of Gary Calder?
I'm telling you, Jeff Hendrix played with Wigan. But anyway, him played well.
Yeah,
they got sent off, and then obviously they got a man injured in the last 20 minutes. We're glad to see the game, and they did.
Would you like a Brucey bonus, Paul?
Oh, I love a Brucey bonus. Have Steve. Remember that advert? Gravy. Do you remember?
Northern boys love gravy.
You've got a pot of wee Steve Bruce right next to you, now.
I was right. He didn't play for Wigan. Shite, Derby it was. So, but he's been about. Made a sale getting sent off, but Newcastle got the 3 points.
You interested in Newcastle, Andy?
Nah.
Not really.
Nah.
I don't deserve to be spoken about unless you're pushing. Do you know what I mean? I'm not doing that.
You're pushing the
right. See, that being said though, I think they've got one of the best fan bases in England.
Oh,
the whole of England.
What a stadium.
It's a great place to
St. James?
Yep.
That's what you call Tav, isn't it?
St. James? Aye. Or Sir James. Sir. Depends.
Newcastle, the embrace you go for a night out.
Great people. What a place for a night out.
Best people.
It's the only place that you can go in a boozer at 3, mate, and there's strippers and that flying about.
I'd say arguably so. The biggest derby in England, Newcastle and Sunderland.
Would you?
See, that's the most hated.
I'd say it's the one that's an actual proper real derby. Aye.
The closest thing to an Old Firm.
Aye, no, yeah.
Jeff Hendricks,
is it, Kev?
Aye, definitely. It's just hatred.
Is it, aye?
Like Man U Liverpool, that's the fakest
it's derby in the world.
Aye. Half and halves.
Aye, the old half and half scars, they're good at them.
Aye.
Tourists in half a stadium.
Was it Niall Quinn scored a great? Was it Heather?
Aye, that's when they were winning.
Like a grapeout in the cross.
Did you ever score for Newcastle, Kev?
I did score against Newcastle in a derby, actually. At Stadium Right. Getting beat 1-0.
Wow.
Scored a last minute equaliser. Run away, celebrated. Crowd jumped and tapped me. Fucking brilliant. Got out of the fucking huddle. The linesman standing there with a flag up. Fucking said that Tory Andrew Flew. Pulled the keeper back. Pulled Shea Given back.
Pulled him off.
Disallowed.
Did you not get it?
Never got it.
Shame.
Got beat 1-0.
Niall Quinn looks like the type of guy to take dandruff, doesn't he?
Niall Quinn's the best guy in the world.
He did have dandruff, I
think. Putting that right out there.
You had dandruff on his strip ones I've seen.
Aye. Terrible for that.
Where have we gone, Matt?
Tottenham were on to.
Tottenham.
I just don't just. I think, this is, I love the guy, I love Mourinho, but I think his time fit was up.
Since that dog went up.
It's a dog went. I think the modern day game he's totally lost. Spurs have nil identity, Simon. They don't know.
So what do you think it is, Paul? He concentrates too much on setting the team up defensively.
I don't know. I think at the time he came out, it was probably.
But see, on that, should their players not be good enough to know how to play attacking football? Or do you think he tells them not to? Surely he doesn't sit.
I don't know, but just when I watch our games, every time they get the ball, they genuinely don't know what they're trying to do with it. They were lucky when Kane was obviously fit. They just hit it up to Son and Kane, hopefully he gets something.
Was he as negative in his early days with Chelsea?
No.
His Chelsea team that won the league.
I know, but
he's got the record goals there,
what's happened to him? Is it because he's
always been that type of manager?
Is it because he's lost a few jobs? Has became more negative to try and protect the job?
Yeah, he had that famous interview, didn't he, where he basically says he just bases his style of play on what players he's got. But
surely looking at
when you've got an open checkbook at half the clubs he's hit, then surely you play how you want to play and you get these players in. To be honest, I don't think it should be challenging. I don't think they've got a squad that can even compete with the likes of Liverpool.
Squad wise, they don't.
I think under Pochettino they were overachieving.
Do you know what player that boy named Dembele is?
Oh,
very good.
How good. Mate, in tight areas, he's one of the best.
He's close to that, is Zidane in some areas. some areas of the pitch. Seriously.
Zidane?
Aye. Just to be. Turns and all that.
Chops in that, eh?
Chops. He's got some. The
I think he could move from Tottenham.
Yeah.
Aye.
Who would take him?
Man City.
Think so, aye.
I think so.
Fuck.
I think he could play for Man City, do you know?
I know. I think. I know. Definitely could. He's got the ability, but I'm just thinking the players that Man City already have.
I am sick.
Remember he had like the lowest distance covered in a game last year?
Carrigan, Burnley.
The clubs were in actual shambles, man, weren't they?
Aye. Carrigan that outed him for that. Oof. Imagine you're him after that and you seen that coming out of you. Behind him, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely sick to death of this attitude of managers coming out. Maybe not with Spurs, but Solskjaer saying, we're not going for the league.
I'm sick of hearing that. You're Man United.
I'm hearing it even with Klopp sometimes saying, we're going for the Champions League place and stuff. Maybe they're saying it to fit a bit of pressure for players. Stop bullshitting this.
But see, as a player, you want that pressure now.
Exactly. Aye, you want the manager saying, Solskjaer's saying,
It's just an excuse not to do well.
Seen that the guy the other day. Oh no, we're not going for the league. It's just keep mentioning it. I was embarrassed to hear that for that guy. Mm-hmm. So
why would you not be going for the league when the season ahead is just now?
I would love to know what Solskjaer's actually like in the dressing room.
I feel awkward when I listen to him talk.
But see, sometimes on Sky, right? See when Sky Sam is panting his face, the same man you've just conceded, he's smiling all the time.
It's so strange.
So I'd love to know what he's actually like in a changing room and behind closed doors.
Did you ever get to meet him? No, you've gone through.
Did he just leave the year after? I remember he was still there.
Aye, in the chalk in the pocket.
With nothing underneath it?
Aye, in the chalk in the pocket.
That's right.
He was right in the snooker.
Him and Mike Phelan
used to play snooker all the time.
Did they have
colour pubes,
no?
Aye, but they were on his head, that was the problem. But he was a good snooker player, wasn't he? Remember he'd done that one for Mike Phelan sat in his seat the whole time. And the only time that Solskjaer spoke to him was when he says, "Think that goes." Remember that?
That's right. It was quite awkward the game though, wasn't it? But he took it very seriously.
Aye.
So there you go, we inside.
Thanks very much, boys. Just to let the public know, we will be getting a Man United story every week. I'm sure. Yeah. What times are coming through.
Oh, he's got a belter about Nicky Butt.
Oh my
is
god.
Is he the longest in the show?
The Nicky Butt story. He's actually the quickest. The shortest in the show.
Is he?
Just remember Scholesy's wee hing fell out in a game and it was a
bit.
There's always been questions
about his tackle.
Yeah.
And after that picture.
When that picture came out,
it was nothing short of embarrassment.
Bale, what's happened to him, man?
He's chucked, didn't he?
He's just no.
He just wants golf, doesn't he?
He just wants to golf.
He wants somebody was saying he wants 18 holes in the pitch, didn't he? Just 18 wee holes on the Tottenham's
pitch. That might get the best out of him.
Uh-huh. Imagine that you're a bit of caddy.
Aye. Mate, he's just no arse, does he? He's like, he just walks about in that bench and warms up.
Do you think he genuinely is not arse, does he?
I think he's got the size on £500,000 a week.
What about Mourinho saying, you want to stay here or you want
that's,
to go
that's
back?
No, that's, by the way, that's no far off what Junior Stanislas is on at Bournemouth.
That's right, because they pay massive in the championship, don't they?
He's got a good career ahead of him, that boy.
Wait, Bale's only like 31, 32.
Is he? 32?
Has he still like got a right good few years in him?
He should have just went to China.
Unstoppable. You know, to Madrid. I mean, he's a legend there, but they've wiped all his things, haven't they? He's told all records away for Madrid.
What do you mean?
Like just completely.
They've kind of like patched him to one side.
I don't recognise him
at all.
Have you ever seen a player though, like, saying he doesn't care, I don't know if he does care now, but have you ever seen a player rebel that much than he did when he was at the Real Madrid?
Amazing, wasn't it?
Celebrating in front of flags. It was just
Wales,
like,
Wales golf,
Real Madrid.
Was there only one game he was sitting with the blindfold on watching the game on the bench?
Sorry, why is that? Sorry, you put the thing over his face, isn't it? What a hero, man.
Wow.
Here's one for you, right? Yeah, I know you're saying he's amazing, but see if he never had that. See if he wasn't 6'3" and built like a tank, would he still be like, is he just good because he's worked hard and he goes to the gym?
I don't know. I played against him when he was that size still open, in the championship. In the championship, and he was only like a skinny wee boy then, and but he was still fucking brilliant before he bulked up and became.
But I think now maybe he's not as good because he's lost pace and
probably lost pace.
Whereas Ronaldo lost his pace and he's still
able to adapt.
Yeah.
Bale's maybe not been able to adapt.
Yeah.
But Bale's always been renowned for being that left winger. And then, like, when you lose pace, a winger, Giggsy was able to adapt a wee bit, became more of a could play a bit, something of a die. Whereas with Bale, I don't think he fucking interested.
He actually said that, though, in his interview, though, didn't he? When he said we talked to him, he's like, I hope people aren't expecting me to be like I was in the past, where I was bombing up and down the line. And I was still expecting a wee bit more.
Come on, Gareth, I know.
He's still got to be
Chris
faster
Coleman
than
came out and said that he thought Hal Robson Canny was better in training, didn't he?
So maybe there should be some sort of player swap deal there.
Did
so what, West Brom and Real Madrid?
Aye.
Did Wales qualify for Euros now?
What was the one he said about John Hartson again?
Been
quicker than
him?
Was that right?
Hartson was quicker than Bale.
Was it Coleman that said that?
Chris Coleman said that. Says John's deceivingly quick, didn't he?
Fucking hell.
What about Westbrook? Do you think Westbrook will go down under Big Sam?
Aye.
He is the chipper of the Premier League, isn't he?
Big Sam just loves getting a team and getting that fucking £5 million bonus every season. Keep them up.
And the wedding?
Rihanna. I found love.
And he's dancing a bit.
I see it.
But mate, do you know what's even better? Have you ever seen Roberto Martinez dancing at a Jason Derulo concert?
Oh my god.
Anyone listening as well, YouTube it, Slaney.
YouTube, Rob.
Mate, he's absolutely dropping it. Like, dude,
it's one of the worst ever. Like, he didn't win a game after that.
Nah,
mate, it's unbelievable.
I need to see that. I've not seen that.
Mate, Jason Derulo, he's giving it. Shocking.
Klopp dancing when Liverpool won the league last year was good, wasn't it?
Good,
Did you not get Maloney to do that to the Belgian boys, but?
Okay.
Artemis, didn't he? Maloney go and dance to him. I think he does. Wee Sean goes in to dance.
Brilliant. Right, last wee bit, funny enough, it's about the main man, the whole podcast.
Gov Dino.
Gov was taking bodies at the weekend again. Big Suchek went.
Get off.
What's he thinking, mate? Kev, you got that?
I watch this.
That's no him. Seriously, it's so bad for him. Drop it that, it's hard.
Even the bouncers coming up to him like, right, you need to stop that.
Did you see that? You're going to go, mate. Going to chuck you. Right, quickly. A horrendous decision, Suchek. Mike Dean, what?
Wasn't he? Didn't he hit him hard enough for Mike Dean in that buffet?
Imagine Mike Dean just went up to the player and actual first.
That's how you get off.
See, he must have said to me, you better get in the fucking the casuals, you need to elbow a bit harder.
But I genuinely think he's looked at it and thought, I need to get somebody to time. Be angry with me and try and fight me. So I'm just going to
and
make
a an
and
guy
just
on the
send
pitch.
Him off and see what he does.
Him so easily, he?
But Suchek must have heard the stories about him and thought, I can't do it because he will kill me. And he's just not took it any further.
Southampton requested not to Deeney referee any of the any of their games again. Think Hasselhoff scared them, huh?
Petrified him. And wonder if he's been the ref for any of the 9-0s.
What a job Moyes done to it.
Aye. I'm buzzing for him though.
So am I.
I'm buzzing for him. Took a lot of stick under when he replaced the great Sir Alex.
We always knew it was always going to be. You said it to me when
I did.
Sir Alex tell you before he came in and he was going to appoint him?
He said, listen, I've built this legacy up for so long.
Aye.
I'm not having somebody come in straight away and doing well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to recommend this guy.
He's going to fuck up.
Exactly. And make me look even better. So he done that. And Moyes, he's bounced back tremendously. So I can't believe West Ham actually did as well as they are.
Nah, same.
Like, it's unbelievable. Same. And see Tottenham, Suchek. How are they like...
Many goals.
See when you watch them though.
Awkward.
You can't really... There's no an attribute where you would say he's unbelievable at that. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable in the ball. He's unbelievable getting about the pitch, athletic. He's just so well-rounded and just popping up with goals left, right, and centre. And his elbow technique, no great.
No. But I've sorted him at
but fantastic signing for West Ham.
Could they get in the Champions League?
I don't know if
they've
got a good enough squad.
Nah. Moise, to be fair to Moise, he come in last year and say to him, trust me on, judge me on how I get on, kick him up
massive,
and then...
Massive press. Moise's got the biggest in England. Massive, massive press.
No, he's done well.
And that's a big house.
I'm buzzing from
that. I can't believe how big his house is.
Honestly, Moisey says it's absolutely massive.
Is it?
Oh, mate, massive.
We met him once and he says, talking about how big his house was.
He's met Charlie, me, Charlie and Sire talking, came here, didn't he? And I'm like, how are you staying, Charlie? Charlie's like, I'm just staying there. Charlie's like,
his house is a tiny over there.
His house is a tiny, we were like, you're, and then he went like that. What else did he say, Sire? He went like that. I've got a big massive house at the back.
Mine's is a big massive house at the back.
I just can't say any big massive house. Like, Charlie and Charlie was like, that was going on. He was like, you're only wee tiny ones, aren't you? I felt bad for Charlie.
Brilliant. Last week, but Arsenal. Not the same team without Tierney, is it?
No, I think he's the best left back in the world.
Do you actually?
No, I think I do.
Up there?
I think he certainly is up there. And they're no.
Missing his mentality.
People were giving Arteta a lot of credit, but I believe it was Tierney there. Arsenal have lacked that for so many years.
You said that Tierney was taking the tactics and that as well, didn't you?
Tactics, to pick the team.
Pick the team, huh?
Aye. Who was the other man? Steve, what did he...
Ray Parler.
Ray Parler, aye. Steve Bolden.
The role for Solskjaer's cousin.
Do you think Arteta's going to be brilliant?
Nah.
He almost looks angry, doesn't he?
I just think he's like.
I don't like the song.
I think he thinks
he's got an
fucking,
8 all over haircut as well.
He's just got a Lego head. You know when you get like the wee Lego figures and you put their plastic hair on? That's like Arteta. You just put a wee plastic Lego hair on him, but I don't think he's going to be great. I think he's got too many players in that team that aren't the wow factors. He's got some good young ones.
Contact with
I think something happened out with football with him. Like, or something. Maybe his mum was ill or something. I read somewhere. So maybe.
For fuck's sake.
Something. But anyway. Like you say, I agree with Slaney. Tierney's fucking one of the reasons Arsenal sometimes tick, because the quality's got to go down that left side. But apart from that, you're not taking many of the Arsenal players out of their team and putting them in your own team, are you?
He's the young one.
He's only just come through. He's a bit like...
Callaghan.
Aye, the young boy up at Hamilton. Callaghan.
He's going to go big places up there. Mike Dean's doing now?
Gavdino.
What do you think he's doing? Just rounding the troops up now?
I think he's just sitting in his living room holding a sword up.
Just smashing his face apart.
Reports on the
fuck
news.
Fuck, I'm getting a new
one. He's sitting in the house with a tap-out jumper and a bulletproof vest.
Aye. And a watching 50 Cent get Richard that time. Tammy hat on big chain, isn't he? He's like a phone Moisey.
Sitting taking selfies in his house. Sitting taking selfies in his house with BB guns.
A video.
Amazing. Lads, that's the first one done.
I just feel already that it's the biggest podcast in England.
Premiership's not seen it like it.
I didn't even know there is. Who's a big, what, that Peter Crouch podcast or something?
Crap.
Oh, I heard it all before. This is full new voices in the English game and new people are saying the real Mike Dean, which he deserves. He's just tough. He's a tough old boy.
Tough as nails. Tough as old boots.
I feel sorry for Moisey, but because he might have a good for long.
Right, use an English accent before we go. So see you later, mates.
See you later, you.
Oh, man.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.